This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
My special guest this morning on the Friday Morning Show is one of Australia's highest-selling and most popular artists. Since 2003, he has had 5 top 10 albums, has become the first Australian artist to have 10 consecutive top 10 singles here in Australia. He's sold over 1.3 million units in this country alone. He's currently on tour supporting his new album, A Million Suns. A big Joy 94. Welcome to Mr. Shannon Knoll.
G'day, mate. How are you?
How are you?
Yeah, not too bad, thanks.
Listen to those stats, Shannon. You must be kind of pinching yourself. How does a country guy from New South Wales get into this whole music caper?
I know, mate. Yeah, I know. I'm very lucky, mate, actually. Very lucky to have some terrific fans out there and who are very, very supportive, obviously.
Now, I think your work ethic has a lot to do with it because you work bloody hard.
Yeah.
You have toured constantly, not just in the main centres, but also the regional centres as well, because people seem to forget that, they seem to realise that city people buy music, but also country people buy music.
Yeah,
they sort of get neglected. But you was touring those regional centres, which must make it worthwhile for your fans.
Mate, yeah, I think, you know, growing up in the country, you know, it's not just a concert ticket to go down the street, go down to a show, you know. You've got to travel to a city somewhere and accommodate yourself for a couple of days, more or less, and a couple of tanks of fuel and that sort of thing. So a lot of times it's a $1,000 episode. So you sort of, by going out there and going to the people instead of expecting them to sort of come to you, they really respond to it and it's always good fun.
This latest tour is to highlight the album A Million Suns. Now, obviously, you won't get alive if you don't play the hits. What can we expect from the new album, though?
Yeah, no, that's right. I think everyone wants to go to a show and hear the songs that they, you know, that they know the most, I'd say. So what we try and do with the show is just try and, you know, mix in a few of the new ones with most of the old ones and try and get everyone just to have a listen to new ones as well. But I intentionally wrote this latest album with the live show in mind, so it's a lot more tempo involved in it and a bit more party vibe. So, you know, I think they've been going over really well. They seem to be anyway. So, it's a lot of fun playing them as well.
You've toured so much, and obviously playing those old songs, there must be times where you get, oh my God, just get what about me again?
Well,
do you ever get sick of it? How do you refresh yourself to try and get into that space?
Well, we change the format sometimes of the song, of the structure of the song itself. So this time we're like doing in the middle of the show, sort of doing the breakdown acoustic version of What About Me. So it's a little different to what we've done before. So I think, you know, by reinventing them a little bit like that makes them a bit fresher. But I'm really lucky with that too. Like I still enjoy singing What About Me, and like you said, I'd probably get scunned if I didn't play that at every show.
Because you mentioned acoustic, and your last tour was more acoustic.
Yeah.
Do you prefer that format or the amps up live?
Well, that's what's most fun about this tour. Because I probably did a couple of years of the acoustic runs, you know, around the country a couple of times, and it's heaps of fun now, you know, with the full band again rocking out sort of thing. So it's really enjoyable playing with really good musicians on stage and having some fun.
Now, the 3 singles so far on A Million Suns have all been added to Joy 94.9's playlist. Not just saying because you're in here.
Good on you guys, thank you.
We have added them over the months as they've been coming out.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it goes to the point that the gay lesbian community not just love Kylie and Madonna, that we love all types of music.
Yeah.
So it must be quite cool having different types of fans and from different backgrounds.
Mate, you know, the whole thing is I think it comes down to the music, you know. If you either like music or you don't, you know. I think a lot of the times the character of the person will become involved in it as well, you know. Like there's, you know, a few songs that or artists that I don't go much on just because I think they might be bits of tosses, if you know what I mean. But you know, in saying that too, you know, any fan's a good fan, and you know, Mum always said if it's better people buying your album than throwing rocks at you. So,
and your fans are, and that's on Twitter and Facebook, are very loyal.
They're
You've
terrific.
Had them,
you know,
from since day one, and those fans are the best ones that you want to keep. You know,
yeah. Well, mate, you know, the whole thing about the whole industry is without the fans, nobody's got anything. You know, there's no booking agents, there's no managers, no record labels, no one's got a job. So, you know, I try and I try and make my fans feel understand that, you know, and realise that without them I wouldn't have this opportunity and definitely wouldn't have any of them awesome stats, you know, that you said earlier. But so it's very important, I think, to make the fans feel like that they're in control, and because they are, really, you know. G'day, guys. I'm Shannon Noel. Joy likes it local. Do you? Support Aussie musicians like me. Listen to Joy 94.9.
Now, in March this year, you announced that you're going to be on Dancing with the Stars. Now, of course, we know you as a singer-songwriter. What made you get into dancing?
Well, it's an extra skill set, really, you know. I mean, at the end of the day, when you tour so much, you're more of an entertainer, really. Yeah. So, you know, it's something that you know, it's not going to be a waste of time because it's, you know, it's another thing that wouldn't hurt to add to your shows if you can somewhere along the line, you know, if the opportunity arises. So, you know, I think everyone likes to think that they can jump out the dance floor and bust a move. So, a bit of training and that sort of thing wouldn't go astray.
Now, you teamed up with Russian dancer Elena. Now, she was gorgeous on the show, but there was a bit of controversy with, you know, comments from Helen Ritchie saying that she can't speak much English, and there was a bit of communication thing going on. What was your take on that?
Well, I mean, most people find me really hard to understand, so, and I'm Australian, so, you know, there was a little difficult, you know what I mean, but you know, we worked through it and did the best we could with it. You know, she's a great dancer and a great girl and very, very competitive. So, you know, the training was really hard, and it's all about, you know, putting the time in. I think, you know, we got the point across most times that we needed to. Might have taken a little longer sometimes than others, but you know, I don't think it was too much of a hindrance.
Yes, during the show, you also put your back out as well.
Yeah,
you had back pain for a few weeks, and then you ended up in hospital and
had an operation.
What happened? Are you okay now?
Yeah, well, I had to have a laminectomy, which is where they cut a bit of your spine out and go in and shave the disc off the nerve. So more or less where your disc is split and the nucleus out of the disc is spewed out sort of into the spinal cavity, and then it calcifies and it pushes on your nerve. So yeah, that sort of all came to a head at once after a bit of I'd wrenched it a little bit trying to do something without doing it properly. Yeah, so that was a bit of a difficult time, you know, because I was going on 2 or 6 weeks after that, so I was supposed to lay down for the first the 6 weeks, and then we went on tour. So the first few weeks were pretty difficult, just on planes and planes and buses and that sort of stuff, trying to get to the shows, and then trying to maybe doing a bit too much on stage, you know, just in the moment sort of thing. But it's getting stronger every day, so you know, this is the thing that they don't heal overnight, so you know, it's slowly but surely.
Your charity Beyond Blue for Dancing with the Stars. Now, you also recorded a track with Nat Bass for the Beyond Blue Songs of Hope and Journey album a few years ago, Don't Give Up.
Yeah.
Now, obviously that holds a connection with you, because with the gay and lesbian community, there's a lot of young kids who get bullied, and sadly, they get depressed. What made you choose Beyond Blue?
Well, mate, I think, you know, it's a bit of a – I think there's more problem right across the board, you know, with – it doesn't matter who you are, I think a lot of people experience or go through the symptoms of depression. So I think, you know, it's all about trying to create awareness that the problem's growing. It's not getting smaller. And, you know, and they do a lot of work right across the board with anyone from being bullied as young kids to cyberbullying and you know, farmers' depression as well. So,
yeah, I was going to say that as well, because they get that in the middle of nowhere, and there's no support out there for them.
There's no one to talk to, and they sort of bottle it up a lot of times. And I think that's the most common problem with it, is not talking to anyone and keeping it inside. And then, you know, then catastrophic damage can be done, sort of thing. So I think, you know, it's just about trying to get the word out there a bit and you know, and trying to help people who might know there's that much help out there.
Now, you made Rochelle your partner back in 2004. You had three kids, Cody, Blake, and your daughter, Serena.
Sienna.
Obviously, you know, when you have kids, you become a dad, you change how you think, I guess.
Yeah, definitely, and
at the moment, the whole marriage equality is in the news at the moment. What's your view on marriage equality?
Well, mate, you know, I think, you know, it's just a type of parents that you are, you know what I mean? Mm. It's right up to the individual. I mean, there's people out there who are in a relationship who have kids who shouldn't have kids, you know
yeah,
what I mean?
Exactly.
Because, so, you know, and that's across the board. So, you know, I think, you know, it comes down to the type of person you are and the type of parent you're going to be. You know, and I think that's where it should start and finish, really.
Now, funny, Shannon, it's already September and you're touring until early November.
Mm.
You and Rochelle must be... How do you cope with everything, the family and the touring? And
yeah, I mean,
obviously Rochelle's a great help as well.
Yeah, oh, mate, she's been like a single parent for a few years, you know. But it's, I mean, these two are opposed from the early ones. The early ones were just ridiculous. Like I think I did 43 shows in 48 days early in the piece.
Oh,
but
God.
now it's mostly weekends, Thursday to Sunday or Friday to Saturday or something like that, Friday to Sunday. So I get to go home on Monday or Tuesday and have Tuesday, Wednesday at home and then head off again. So my sort of weekend start on Tuesday morning now. But, you know, in saying that too, the kids are at school, so you miss out on all their footy and all that sort of stuff. But, you know, it's what comes with it comes with the territory. So, you know, you got to make hay while the sun shines.
And you're living in Melbourne now, I hear.
Yes, I'm a Victorian now.
What made you move to Melbourne?
Well, my Ross's family's from Sunbury, so
yeah.
And the whole thing is, I think that, you know, the culture and the football lifestyle as well. I played a lot of footy growing up and as an adult as well. And both my young blokes play Aussie rules and Rosh's family's down here too. Like all my family's in the bush, so you know, having that family support base and you know, people who can help around you makes a lot of difference.
Thank you so much for coming into Australia's only Gay and Lesbian radio station, Joy 94.9.
Thanks for having me. It's been great. Thank you.
Thanks, Shannon. And all the best for the tour.
Thanks.
And look forward to some new stuff next year.
Yeah, mate. Thank you. I appreciate it. Thanks very much.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.